Okay, good afternoon. Good Yontif, good Chodesh. Pause to repeat Shemoneh Esrei if you just remembered it was Rosh Chodesh. That's fine. We're going to do something a little bit different in style today. It was going to be Chalban, but Eli told me he's bringing his brother. It's not for that age, Kabbalah, so we'll switch something else. The learning today in general, Nicole, is sponsored by the Pollock brothers, Lila Nishmas HaRabbi Achmiel Yosef Baruch Ben HaRav Shmuel Shlomo. Their grandfather, the Neshama Shev Neliya, our learning should contribute to that. And our month sponsorship, this month is coming to an end, is sponsored by my nephew in honor of my grandfather. We appreciate that as well. So the Psukim and Parshas told us, tell us a very interesting story, a very cryptic story, about Yaakov buying the Bechora, buying the firstborn rights, we'll call it very generally for now, from his brother Esav. So the Psukim tells by Yazid Yaakov Nazid, he was cooking in the house, by Esav, I want some, Halitanina. And Yaakov responds, I'll give you some of the food. By Yaakov, Michra Chayom es Bechorascha li. I'll give you the food if in exchange you sell to me, you transfer the Bechora, your Bechor, the Bechorascha li. So we generally interpret that to mean, and we'll see, it is true. It is true that Chazal understood this way, at least additionally, to be talking about the rights to the inheritance, the rights to the Yerusha. The firstborn has a double portion, and that is certainly one level of interpretation to what's going on over here. And that leads you down the endless rabbit hole of, well, how do you sell Darush Labal Olam? What type of kinyan was it, etc.? That's not really what we're going to talk about right now. Rashi says something interesting. Rashi here in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, if you have it on the sheet in source number one, Rashi says, Bechoroscha, lefi she'avoda bebechoros. Because the avoda was bebechoros, which he's referencing the fact that the avoda sakabanos was by the firstborn, or by the bechor. Amar Yaakov, ein Rashi zeh kedai she'akrev la'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Rashi, Esav, he's going to stand and give kabanos to HaKadosh Baruch in the Beis HaMikdash, le'itachin, that can't be. So he said, I have to buy the right to give the karbanos from Esav. And Rashi doubles down on this pshat. Rashi is somewhat consistent. The next pasuk also, hinei anochi olech lamas, when Esav acquiesces and he agrees to sell the bechora to Yaakov. So he says, hinei anochi olech lamas, what do I need this whole bechora for anyways? I'm going to die. So Rashi gives us the famous explanation that we'll talk about this other point soon. Not he wasn't. Esav was just all of a sudden reflecting on the fact that life is ephemeral, and you know, anyways, what's it worth? I'm going to pass away, you know, here today, gone tomorrow. No, it's that he said das gufa because of the avoda. I'm going to end up dying. Meaning why? Because the Rashi says there are certain dinim that I just won't be able to stand up to, like shuiyai and prei rosh. You're not allowed to be a drunkard and be a kain in mikdash. That's a machlokes rishonim, whether you're not allowed to be drunk while you're in the mikdash, or you're not allowed to be drunk while you're doing the avodah in the mikdash. But either way, yeah, Esav didn't want from that. So he said, it's not worth it to me. I'm going to end up risking my life for this avodah, so it's better off that I sell it. So here too, Rashi's, you know, spelling that point out, that michra kayom es bechoras chali means the bechor, meaning the right to do the avodah. The right to do the avodah. Just note, the Ramban in Sefer Vayikra, the Ramban disagrees. He assumes that the Isurim of Shesui Yayin and Puri Rosh only apply to a Kohen. They don't apply to, let's say, like a Tzar who's doing Avodah by a Bama. It's specific. It's specifically for the Mikdash and for a Kohen. So here Rashi is not agreeing with that. He thinks even the Bechor who's doing the Avodah would have the Isur of Shesui Yayin and Puri Rosh. Okay. So Rashi assumes that what's being sold here is the rights to do the avodah, that it was with the Bechoros. Aga, very famously, so the Vilna Gaon is quoted all over the place. The first place they quote from is the Sefer Saras Eliyahu. It's also in the Kol Eliyahu. Then Itziv has it in Hamak Davar and Parshas Kisetze. But famously, he had an interesting shita. He felt that when we talk about Bechor, when we talk about the firstborn, so we always talk about Pet Erechem, the first person to come out of the womb. But there's another way a person can become Bechor, which is Reishis Ono, which is the first of the father Zera. So the Vilna Gaon thought that for Inyani Yerusha, meaning to have the double chelik, the Pishnayim, so it doesn't really go by Petarechem, it doesn't go by the first person out, it goes by, or not only Petarechem, or the Bechor of the Av, meaning the first one born, not specifically Petarechem, just the first child that's born to the father, it actually goes by Reishis Ono, the first Tipa, the first Zera that enters into the womb in the first place. So what's so interesting about that is that everyone quotes this, that Rashi and our Parsha, Lechor is a steer to that. If you look in source number two, Rashi in, I think, yeah, earlier in the Pesukim, Pasuk Chavav, Rashi says, he quotes from a Medrash, that it's true that Esav was born first, but really who was conceived first, who was made first. So Yaakov really was made first. He was the first tipa that went into the womb. He formed, he was conceived as a in utero as a fetus, and then Esav was formed afterwards. Then because Esav was the one on the bottom, it's a narrow opening. So the top one stayed on top, the bottom one stayed on the bottom. The first one out was the second one to be conceived. I don't know if it lines up with science, but it's logical, at least in terms of the mushal of having a narrow tube. So that works for us. We probably should figure out by halfway through the year. We're learning Hillel's knee that night, so we should probably figure out what the dinim are there. But that's the Metzius rather than the dinim. But that's what Rashi describes to us in Metzius. So even so, and Rashi says it himself, even so, who deserved the Bechora min hadin? Who deserved the Bechora? Esav, because he came out first. So Yaakov wanted to buy it from him. Here Rashi is saying Yaakov was holding on to the Ekev, he was holding on to the heel of Esav, because he wanted to come out first, that he can take the Bechora bidin, and not have to steal or anything like that. But the point that comes out from Rashi very clearly is that who, Maker Adin, deserves the Bechora? Not the person who was created first, but the person who comes out first. That sounds like it's against what the Vilna Gaon says, which is that really the Bechora goes to the person who was created first in the womb, even if he would come out the second from the mother. So the Kli Chemda in our Parsha deals with this. He notes the Kash from Rashi, and he gives an interesting teretz. The only reason we're quoting it, Derech Agav, is because it relates to what we're talking about. He says, no, there's two dinim in what a Bechor is shy for. The Vilna Gaon was only talking about Nachla, about Yerusha, about being Yorish the Pishnaim. There, it's true. The Vilna Gaon is correct, according to the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon is correct that really the first tipa from the father should deserve the Bechora. Why? Okay, he gives svaras for why, but that's what he says. Our Parsha, says the Kli Chemda, is not talking about that. Our Parsha, as we saw in the previous Rashi, is talking about not the firstborn's rights to the double portion of the Pishnayim. It's talking about the firstborn's right to do the Avodah, the Kedusha Sabachor, the Kedusha of Peterechem. The Kedusha of Peterechem is totally in Peterechem, the one who comes out of the womb first. That's the individual of twins, in this case. That's the individual who's going to deserve the Kedusha, who's going to gain the status of Kedusha, of a Bechor, that then has the rights to the Avodah, to bring the Karbanos in Mikdash or before Mikdash. And that's Tali and who comes out first. So when the Vilna Gaon said that the Bechor depends not on who comes out first, but on who was created first, that was Le'ini Nirusha. That was about the gaining the monetary inheritance, the finances, the possessions from the father. But in terms of gaining that status of Kedusha of a Bechor, that is Shaykh, that the Avodah is Bechoros, Sheyakriv LaKadosh Baruch Hu, the things we're talking about in this Parsha, according to Rashi, that was only relevant to someone who comes out first. That's the one who's Poterechem, who's the first one out of the womb. So that's how the Kli Chemda solves the Stira from Rashi to the Vilna Gaon. Either way, with two Rashis explicitly, with this Kli Chemda, you see very clearly that the thing that Yaakov was trying to buy, at least one of the things Yaakov was trying to buy, was the status of a Bechor, in the fact that he could bring the Karbanos. That he could bring the Karbanos. Yeah. So Rashi is assuming two things, right? Rashi is assuming that the Avodah was Shaykh to Bechoros, that the Avodah was specifically designated for Bechoros to bring, to do the Karbanos. And second of all, that you can sell or transfer that to another person. Yeah, as we said, it's also true that Yaakov was trying to buy the Bechora more generally, even the Yerusha. The Gemara in Sotah and Yud Gimel seems to assume it pretty clearly that he was trying to buy the Yerusha. So that's also something you have to talk about. It's not our Indian right now. But one diag I saw in the Pardes Yosef, I believe it was from the Pardes Yosef, not, he wasn't quoting someone. Although we can check that up. But in Parshas Toldos, he has an interesting diag in the Pasuk. The Pasuk has an extra word, right? Vayom Yaakov micha chayom es Bechoras chali. Sell to me, I don't know how to translate it, like today. I forgot, Unklus has a taich. But it's a strange, seems like a superfluous word over here. So the Pardes Yosef has a pshat. He says there are two things that the Bechor is zocha to. He's zocha la'asid to a Yerusha, when the father will pass away, so he'll gain the Yerusha. So Yaakov was maybe saying, leave it on the side for now. Michra kayom, sell me the thing that's relevant today. When I get out and I have the status of Kedusha tomorrow, when I'm nikdash as a Bechor, that's what I want from you. So sell to me what's shaykh right now, says Yaakov. Sell to me that I should be the Bechor right now with all Kedusha, Kayom. The question of Bechor be Yerusha, that's less relevant to me. And Esav only agreed because if it was a money thing, why would he agree? Why would he give up his Pishnaim? He would never give. But it was just about Kedusha, the Michra Chayom, the thing that's relevant today, that I can give away. Hinei anochi holech lamas anyways, I'll give up the Kedusha to Yaakov. So you see in the Pasuk a little bit, a remez, that we're talking about the Kedusha of the Bechor, not necessarily, at least not only, the monetary gain of Yerusha. Yeah, this that the Bechor does the avoda? Where does that come from? So in source number three, you have in the Mishnah in Zvachim, the Mishnah towards the end of Zvachim says, "Ash lahukam mishkan." Until the time the Mishkan was created, hayu abamos mutaros. We were allowed to use bamos. The avoda bebechoros, and the karbanos were brought by bechoros. Umishahukam mishkan. Once we had a mishkan, nesra bamos. No longer do we do bamos v'avoda bekohanim. So you see very clearly, black on white, in the Mishnah, that there was such a thing that the Bechoros used to do. So if anything, we gain today, we've all heard that Bechor used to do the Avodah and then they lost it somehow, and we don't know what happens in the future. We'll talk about it. But now you see it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says it explicitly. Yeah, where did the Mishnah get it from? Had the Mishnah know that a Bechor did the Avodah until the Kohanim? So source number four, Rashi quotes this on the Mishnah. Rashi quotes a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Vayishlach es na'arei b'nei Yisrael to bring Vayalu olos v'ez b'zuchuz v'achem shalom l'Hashem pa'im. So the na'arei b'nei Yisrael were sent to go ahead and offer karbanos. Who are these na'arei b'nei Yisrael? So Rashi doesn't quote this, but look at Unklus. Unklus says, V'shalach yas b'chorei b'nei Yisrael. Na'arei b'nei Yisrael means the b'choros of b'nei Yisrael, the firstborns of b'nei Yisrael. They were the ones who brought the karbanos before we had the kohanim to bring the karbanos. Yeah, the Rambam Pirish Mishnayos, you have in source number 5, quotes this as well. Yes, we have a Kabbalah. We have a tradition that from the times of Adam HaRishon all the way until Moshe Rabbeinu, the Avodah was done by the firstborn. Not necessarily by Kohanim. There wasn't really a status of Kohanim yet. It was done by the firstborn, and you see that already in this Pasuk with the Taich of Unklus. The Rambam is just adding for us, that's a Kabbalah. That's a tradition that we have long-standing. I mean, I didn't think about it still just now, but a little bit, we had this in the first parak, right? In Daf Zayin, the Margalos Yam's, we had the Im Yaharig B'Mikdash Kohen V'Navi. So the Marashah's Kasha, what Kohen, what not? What Kohen, what Mikdash? Right? What Kohen, what Mikdash? Aaron wasn't a Kohen, there was no base in Mikdash. So in terms of the answers to the question the Marashah offers, and there are others, but the Marashah says that Aaron wasn't, you're right, he wasn't a Kohen, but he was a Bechor, right? That's what the Marashah says. And the Margalos Yam is omit on that, because he has a machlokes in Midrashim, whether Aaron was the Bechor or Miriam was the Bechor, and then that's the question, is it Tali in really being the Bechor, or just being the first male offspring of the father? So that's, whatever, a little bit related. There was a status of Kuna, of an Oved, Bali Avoda, to the Bechoros until the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Rashi, Unklus, the Rambam, they're all understanding. That's what the Mishnah is telling us in Maseches Zvachim. Yeah, when did they lose it? Why did they lose it? So we know Rashi tells us Al Torah. Rashi in Parshas Midbar tells us that the Bechoros lost the zechus to offer karbanos, to be the kohanim, so to speak, when they were involved in the Chet HaEgel. The Levim were not involved, so the Levim were able to replace the Bechorim. But the Bechorim, they got swept up in the Aver of the day, in the Chet HaEgel, so they lost their right to be the Meviah karbanos. Very interesting shot the Sforno has in, the Sforno has that we say Vidoy Maestros. So everyone asks, I think that Miss Braid darshaned on this at her Bas Mitzvah a few months ago. Everyone asks, what Vidoy? There's no Vidoy, right? The Vidoy usually means a confession. It means you're confessing to Averos on Yom Kippur. It means you're saying you did something wrong. I'm Mizvada, that I did some chait. But the Vidoy Maestros is not, there's no confession. You're just saying what you did properly. So where's the vidoy? So the Sforno has a shot. So it could be vidoy doesn't mean confession. Vidoy means admitting or talking out or talking about what's happened, even if it's not necessarily negative. But the Sforno has a shot over here. He says, what does it mean, bi'arti es hakodesh min habayis? So he says, bi'arti es hakodesh min habayis means that when we did the Chet HaEgel, we were mevayir hakodesh min habayis, meaning it was supposed to be that every house is supposed to have a level of Kedusha, because every house would have a Bechor. And every house would therefore have the Ovdei HaAvoda, the Baalei HaKarbanos, the Mevi HaKarbanos. There would be Kedushas Kahuna in every home. So in doing the Chet HaEgel, we were Mevayres HaKodesh Min HaBayis. We removed Kedusha from every home. We don't have that built-in level of Avoda in every home. And that's the Vidui that we're saying by Vidui Maestros, Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. I don't know, is a beautiful Vart, but it sounds more like a Pshetel than a Sforno, no? But that's what the Sforno has on the Chumash. Yeah, that's Rashi's first assumption, and we see it's backed up by a Mishnah, by a Pasuk, according to Unklus, by the Rambam says, a Kabbalah, a long-standing tradition, that the Bechoros were Shaykh the Avoda until the Kohanim. The second assumption Rashi makes, though, is that you could sell that Tzchus. I'm a Bechor, I'm able to do, I'm not a Bechor, I'm the youngest, but someone's a Bechor, they're able to do the Avoda, they can then sell that status to someone else. So that's a Pella, no? Many of them are Farshim ask this, the Ma'aral in this commentary on the Chumash. the Mizrahi, they quote from Reb Belleville like this also. What's the pshat? You can't sell Kedusha. If a person's a Kohen, they can't sell you to be a Kohen. Now you can't transfer a status of Kedusha that's inborn. If you're the Petarechem, so you can't make someone else the Petarechem. You can't wear that hat if I didn't come out of the womb first. How could I become the Nikdash B'Kedusha as HaBachor? How does that make any sense? It's like trying to buy Kahuna from a Kohen. It doesn't make any sense. So some want to say at Teretz that, no, look in Rashi. This is a good diak, but it's probably not the pshat, but it's a good diak. Rashi doesn't say that Yaakov... Rashi's not focusing on the fact that Yaakov's trying to buy the Bechorah. What does Rashi say? Lefisha avoda b'bechoros. He knew the avoda was for the Bechor. Amar Yaakov, ein Rasha zeh kedai sheyakov l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. What did Yaakov say? It can't be that Esav is going to be the one who brings karbanos. Does he care who brings them? I don't care if it's not me. He wasn't trying to say, I need to be the Kohen. I need to be the one to be makar karbanos. He was saying, I just need to make sure Esav doesn't end up bringing karbanos. So at least I should make Esav think that he's selling it to me. At least I should let Esav give up the kahuna, even if I can't literally buy it. How could you buy a status? You can't buy Kedushas kahuna from your friend. You can't buy Kedushas bechor from your friend, from your brother. So of course that's not going to happen. But at least Esav won't do it because he'll have thought he sold it. He'll be giving up on the kahuna, so to speak. And then it'll be Baruch Hashem. It won't be a Chil Hashem that there'll be a Rasha being Oved in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a good diag in Rashi. It is true that Rashi focuses on Esav not bringing as opposed to Yaakov bringing. But Michra Chayom, it's Bechoraska Li. It sounds like he wanted to buy the Bechor. So Reb Belleville, Reb David quotes this in they have it in the Shirim on Chumash, and it's also in the Shirim on Zvachim. Reb Belleville used to quote from a Rambam in Malachim. You have it in the source sheet, source number 6. The Rambam Malachim says that Malchus goes be Yerusha, goes in inheritance, and Kol HaKodim LeYerusha, Kol HaKodim LeNachla, is also Kodim LeYerusha Samalucha. And then the Rambam has a line over here, Behad Ben HaGadol Kodim LeKatim Menu. The older son, the bigger son, comes before the younger son. Now, what's clear in the Rambam is that it's not a din in Bechor. It's not a din in having the status of firstborn. It's not a din in the person being the firstborn proper. It's a din in being the ben gadol, the chashiv, the older, more significant son, child in the house. You have other dinim like this in the Torah. According to Chazal, the din of kibud av, which applies to an older brother, is probably not limited to the bechor and the family. It's anyone who's older than you. By yibam, the din of kadimus, of who has to be miyabim, the isha, is not totally in the bechor habayis, totally in the gedol habayis, the oldest one in the house. So there are dinim in the Torah which have such an idea, but here too, Reb Belleville pointed out that it's not that Rambam thinks that the bechor has this added status and therefore is yorish the malchus, becomes the melech. It's the ben gadol, the most chashuv of son in the house. And again, like the Rambam says, he has to be roy, bechachman and beira. So Reb Belleville suggested that that status that Yaakov was trying to purchase wasn't the status of Bechor in terms of Peter Rechem, wasn't a Kedushas of Bechor, it was just that he wanted to be known as the more significant son. He wanted to be the bigger guy in the family. He wanted to buy the rights to being known as the Gavra in the house. That was transferable. That was sellable. You can't buy Kahuna. That's something you're born with. That's a status you're born with. But you can become a Bechor in this sense. You can become the Ben Gadol. And he wanted to buy from Esav that he should be considered now the Ben Gadol. That's what Reb Belleville apparently suggested. But does that really answer the question? Isn't the zchus of the avoda obviously tali in kedusha? Why would it be tali in who's more chashuv, who's the more significant son, who's the ben gadol? Why would that be what it's dependent on? So that's what you have in source number 7. Rav David has in the shirim this medrash that he uses. The medrash in Bemidbar Rabbah tells the whole history of who brought karbanos. So first it refers to Adam and Rishon, which you saw already, right? The Rambam said Adam and Rishon brought karbanos. So what do you have in source number 7? So the Medrash assumes its starting point is that the Bechoros used to bring Karbanos. Good, that's what we've seen until now. Fine. Then the Medrash tells us a whole history. I don't know if Tol is a typo or if that's the way the Medrash talks. Tol, like take for example. Or maybe it's a typo. Either way, mitchilas briyaso shel olam, Adam harishon haya bechoro shel olam. Adam harishon was the first person in the world. He was bechoro shel olam, and he brought karbanos. Kevish meis Adam misaran l'sheis. Sheis gave him sushelach. Noach to shame. And the medrash here says in the kind of like right in the middle. V'chi shame haya bechor. Shame wasn't the bechor. Alu yefes haya bechor. Shnemar etc. Yeah, but Tzafa Noach shall shelas ha'avos omedes mimenu. that Noach saw that the Avos eventually would come from Shem, not from Yefes. Umasar LaAvram says the Medrash, Avram wasn't a Bechor. No, but he was a big tzaddik. Umasar LiYitzchak. Umasar LiYaakov. What do you mean? Yaakov was not a Bechor. Bechi Yaakov Bechor haya. Ela she at motzei shentala Yaakov min Esav ba'arma. So in three or four instances here, you basically have the Medrash saying, the Avoda was all about the Bechoros. But there are like three or four cases where it wasn't really a Bechor, it was the Avoda. Adam Rishon wasn't a Bechor, but he was Bechor Shel Olam. He wasn't any Peter Rechem. He didn't come out of any Rechem. So there was no status of Kedushas Bechor to Adam Rishon, Elamai. He was the Bechor. Didn't get an explanation for that. Avram Avinu wasn't a Bechor. Yeah, but he was a big tzaddik. Shem wasn't the Bechor in his family. Yeah, but he was Mamed the Avos. So what do you see a theme going on over here? Apparently, the status of being able to bring Korbanos for a Bechor wasn't really dependent on Kedushas Peterechem. It wasn't really dependent on the fact that a person came out of the womb first and therefore had the status of Bechor the way we conceive of it, no pun intended. But rather, it was because the person was the Bechor Shel Olam, or the Gedol HaBayis, or the Ma'amid Avos, or the Tzadik Hador, or whatever the case might be, until Yaakov, when he was Notal Ba'arma, that a person gains that status by being the Gedol HaBayis, by being the Ben Choshev in the Bayis, like the Rambam was telling us in Hilchos Malachim, a second type of Bechor that exists. That a person can be a Bechor not only by dint of the fact that he was born first, but also by dint of the fact that he was chashiv, that he was serious, that he was the significant person in the household, that he was the gaver in the house. So that, says Reb David, is what Avodas HaKabanos is tali in. Until the Kohanim. By the time the Kohanim come around, it's really tali in, it's tali in Kedushas Kohanim that comes from birth, being part of the family. But at the stage before that, a person could really grow into that role or buy the role from someone else. Yeah, the Reb David has this mahalach, but you have it already. The Taz in his Divrei David, I meant to put on the sheet, but I didn't. But in the Divrei David, in the commentary on Yitaki, you had the 11 Mefarshei Rashi or no? So in there, I don't need to. I wrote it down, so I don't need to read it. But if anyone wants to take a look, the Divrei David on Rashi here has it. The Maharal has the same mahalach pretty much also. Everyone has their own lashonos, obviously, but the Maharal and Gur Aryeh and the Divrei David, they all say like Reb David over here, Reb David Soloveitchik, that is. That the status of Avodas HaBechoros was not totally in their status as Kedushas HaBechor, but rather the level of significance that they had as the Gedol HaBayis. Yeah, but Rav David's bothered by Akasha, a good Akasha, in source number 8, the Gemara Bechoros in the beginning, Dalaram Beis. The Gemara has a machlekes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue whether... I'll just say it the way it sounds. Oh, I'll just read it to you. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kidshu Bechoros Bamidbar. Rabbi Yochanan says the Bechoros were Niskadju Bamidbar. Bechoros got Kedusha. Hashem was Makdish the Bechoros in the Midbar, meaning Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'Reish Lakish Amar, Lo Kidshu Bechoros Bamidbar. That the Bechoros were not Niskadju in the Midbar. Now, what comes out very clearly, I will say it more explicitly in a second, is that Reish Lakish doesn't think Bechoros didn't have Kedusha ever. Rabbi Yochanan thinks all the Bechoros magically got Kedusha once we left Mitzrayim. And Reish Lakish says, no, only the Bechoros who went through Makas Bechoros, survived it, and were now in the Midbar, they were Niskachu. The other Bechoros who had just been born, they were not Niskachu. That's the Machlokas, a very specific Machlokas. And you see it in the Eisvei here in the bold in source number 8. Eisvei, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Achlo hukama mishkan hayu bamos mutaros va'avod Bechoros. So Rabbi Yochanan says, how could you say Bechoros don't have Kedusha? We have a Mishnah in Zvachim that says Bechoros brought Korbanos. Obviously, they have a level of Kedusha, says Reish Lakish Amar Leih, but Osim Shiyatim Mitzrayim. Right? Meaning Reish Lakish says, no. The ones who were Yotzim Mitzrayim, they were Niskachu Kedusha's Bechor, but not the other ones. Okay, fine. But either way, what you see over here is, first of all, the Gemara is assuming there's a Kedusha to Bechoros. Okay, that's not a Chiddush, we knew that already. But what's clear from the Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish? That he says, it's clear that Bechoros have Kedusha from what? From Mishnah Zvachim. What does the Mishnah Zvachim say? The Mishnah Zvachim says that the Avoda used to be Bechoros before it went to Kohanim. So according to what you just said, who cares? Why does that prove they have Kedusha? The fact that a Bechor could bring carbon isn't a din in Kedusha at all. It's din the fact that he's the Gedol HaBayis, that he's the Tzadik Ador, that he's Bechoros Shel Olam, that he bought it from Esav. You don't have to be the firstborn. You don't have to have a Kedushas Peter Rechem to be a Mevi carbon. So what's Rabbi Yochanan's Kasha from the Mishnah in Zvachim? It's not totally in Kedushas Bechor. One has nothing to do with the other. So David had this kasha, and he answers with a Yerushalmi and Megillah, you have it in source number 9, which basically, not so lamdish, just historical, basically, there's a difference between before Yetzias Mitzrayim and after Yetzias Mitzrayim. that the dinim of Bechor after Yetzias Mitzrayim were takatali until the Mishkan were tali in Kedushas HaBechor. That was tali in Kedushas HaBechor. Before Yetzias Mitzrayim, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makdish all of the Bechoros li to him, so the Avodas HaBechoros before then was a dinim being the Gedol HaBayis, was a dinim being the biggest person in the house, being the most chashiv individual in the household, or in the world, if in Avram's case, or in Adam Rishon's case. But once we had Yetzias Mitzrayim, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Kedusha, instilled Kedusha in the Bechoros, so then the din of Avodas HaKarbanos, the ability to bring Karbanos, that became Taloi in the Kedusha Sabachor, in the Kedusha Pater Rechem. And that's what he says, Rabbi Yochanan is bringing Kasha, because you see in the later part of history, that the dinim of Avodas HaKarbanos is tali in Kedushas HaBechor. So it must be that the Bechoros had Kedusha if they're bringing Karbanos. That's because after Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's what it was tali in. But before Yetzias Mitzrayim, no. As long as you had the status as being the Gedol HaBayis, as being the Ben Gadol in the family, that was enough to allow you to bring Karbanos as a Bechor. Yeah, other people had this Mahalach too. If you look in the Parshas Yosef, not in Toldos, but in Bamidbar, so he quotes Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner had this. Rav Huttner asks this Kasha in Pachad Yitzchak, that all the Shalvim guys knew already. But in Pachad Yitzchak Maimer Chaf, Rav Huttner has this Kasha. The Teretz he doesn't write there. The Teretz he put in Kovitz Moriah. They had some back and forth where someone asked on his Shtekel Torah and he wrote back. So the Pardis Yosef quotes this. So he has a Teretz Mahalach along these lines. And they also quote from my Rebbe Moshe Mordechai Schlesinger, the same Mahalach before Mount Torah and after Mount Torah. It's Mahalach, my Rebbe, if you knew. Okay. Good. Yeah, so there's three stages, right? There's a stage of pre-Yetzias Mitzrayim. You didn't get the Rosh Schlesinger joke. Not just call it. You have to get to know me longer. It'll take time. But he's my Rebbe. So, yeah. Literally only two people got it anyways. So there's really three stages, no? So there's pre-Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is Tali, and who's the biggest guy in the house or the biggest guy in the world? He's going to bring the Bechor, he's going to be the Bechor, so to speak, and he's going to bring Karbanos. Then there's Yetzias Mitzrayim until the Mishkan. That's the Bechoros, meaning the Kedushas HaBechor. If you're Peter Rechem, you're Kadosh, you have a holy sanctified level, and you're able to bring Karbanos. Then, once everyone sinned in the Chet HaEgel and the Levium didn't, that Kedusha was transferred in Parshas Bamidbar to the Levium, Shevet Levi. Now the Kohanim bring the Karbanos. That's what we know. Three stages, correct? Pre-Yetzias Mitzrayim was anyone who was the most chashiv. Post-Yetzias Mitzrayim till the Mishkan was Bechor, meaning Peter Rechem with Kedushas Bechor. Post-Mishkan was Kohanim, bring the Karbanos. Yeah, there might be a fourth stage, though. There might be another stage. Many of us might have heard of this, although I'm not sure how popular it is, but I think some people know about this. Some people have probably heard of the fact that maybe La'asid Lavo, in Tchias HaMesim, the Bechorim get to be the Bali Avod again. Anyone ever hear that? So some people say this. It's hard to pin down a source. But if you look in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, I put it for you from Parshas Vayechi, but it's also in Parshas Bamidbar as well. The Aruch Chaim suggests in multiple places we'll talk about the source in a second. He suggests in multiple places that once Tchias HaMesim comes, La'asid Lavo, so the Bechorim are going to be the Mevia Kabanas again. Well, here in the Bracha to Reuven, he says, Al Derech Omram. Now, there was a parenthesis here in the Bar Ilan, but I erased it because the parenthesis is making a big assumption about the source of this, about this mimer. But Al Derech Omram implies that the Aruch Chaim is quoting from Chazal, correct? Al Derech Omram, by way of that which they said. Who's they? They is Chazal. Al Derech Omram, Asida Avoda Shetachzer LeBechoros. That the Avoda is going to return to the Bechoros. It's true that the Avodah was removed from the Bechoros and given to the Levim. That's true. Shkulim heim. They're going to be equal. So you can't demote the Kohanim. They already had their status. Malim b'kodesh lo meridin. And Mistama also, I hope the Aruch Chaim has in mind, Zosa Torah lo teimuch lefes, right? They can't have a shinui in the mamish in the halacha that kohanim are good for avoda and all of a sudden last level won't be good for avoda. That doesn't make sense. So no, in addition to the fact that the kohanim are going to bring the karbanos, also bechorim will offer karbanos. That's what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh here says, and elsewhere as well. Yeah, where is this Alderach Amram? Where does that come from? Very, very difficult to pin down a source. So I went through Sha'as Bavli, Yushalmi, Sifri Sifra. I barely came up with anything. But Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer in his Sefer Menuchas Shalom in Chel Gimel, they always put out these Menuchas Shaloms in a few different volumes over the past, I don't know how many years. I think they're in honor of his father. So in the last year, they published three fat volumes where they combined all the different volumes. It's like 9 volumes of Menuchas Shalom, all combined into 3 volumes. And the last volume has very nice maftechos also. So in the Menuchas Shalom, in Chil Gimel, he has a shtickle Torah about the Zohar Chaim, where he quotes the Zohar Chaim in 3 places where he makes this comment that La'asad Lavo, we're going to have the Avodah go back to the Bechorim. And he tries to pin down a source in Chazal for it. He has a very difficult time doing so. He really doesn't end up finding an explicit source. If you look in Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Time of the Kra, in Parshas Bamidbar, you have in source number 12 a pasuk, Ki li kol b'chor b'yom hakosi chol b'chor b'as Mitzrayim, Higdashti li chol b'chor. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I was makdish every b'chor for me. May adamad behema li yihu. They will be for me. So what's the li yihu adding? What's that adding? Li yihu, they will be for me. So the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, maybe it's a Sifri also, says that whenever it says li, it means eternal, forever, for all eternity. So here it would mean, it sounds like it would mean, li yihu, they will be mine for all eternity. So what do you mean? The Avodah was taken away from the Bechorim. How does that make sense? It's not for eternity. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky suggested that this is a remez to what the Or HaChaim HaKadosh is talking about, and maybe it's the source that the Or HaChaim was relating to, that Alderach Amra means in this medrash where they say that Li means for all eternity, so the Bechorim do have the, okay, they're going to lose it for a little bit in the meantime, but there is an Avoda that's shayach to the Kabbanos for all eternity, lost level after Tchias HaMeisim, they'll get it back. Yeah, I read somewhere that there was a Kol Kachim that was opening up in Eretz Yisrael, and... But you should donate here. This is a much more important kol. But if you're listening online, none of you have to. You guys are here for the shiur. It's fine. So there was a kol kachim opening Eretz Yisrael. The kol kachim was for kohanim. It's for kohanim. So they were explained to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He came to be there for the. I don't know if they call it inauguration, but whatever investiture of the kol. So they were all sitting there telling Reb Chaim Kanievsky how they had to explain to him how important it was that they had a kol kachim for kohanim, because these are going to be the kohanim who are going to work the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and they went on and on. So Reb Chaim nodded, and it says in this Gilgal that I read, that he added, you should invite some Bechorim to the Kol. So Mustami is Mechavin, being Mechavin. So the person who wrote this Gilgal and then had a footnote with like 400 sources that Reb Chaim was being Mechavin to. So probably Sar Chaim HaKadosh, and probably the fact that he has in his own writing in Time of the Kra, that there's a source for this in Chazal maybe. The stipler, his father, pushed back. He didn't think that this is all in Time of the Kra. He didn't think that the Kohanim are going to, the Bechorim are going to take back the Avodah. The fact is the Kohanim replaced them. So Li Yiyu means that this Kedusha of being able to do the Avodah will exist eternally, Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There will never be a gap in Avodah. There will always be someone to do the Avodah. At one point in history is the Bechoros. At another point in history might be the Kohanim. But that's eternal. But it doesn't mean that the Bechorim have an eternal right to it. There will be Avodah eternally, but it's not going to be necessarily the Bechorim's right to do that Avodah eternally. Yeah, one interesting diak in the Pesukim, our Pesukim have, just Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer quotes from a different Sefer, our Pesukim have, Vayom Yaakov michru chayom es Bechor raskali, sell me the Bechor. Vayom ar esav, hine anochi holik lamus. I'm going to die anyways. V'lam ezel li Bechora. What's the point of this whole Bechora for me? So the Medrash tells us, whatever we have, a pasuk also here, Vayivez Esav Esav Bechora, that Vayivez Esav Esav Bechora, the last pasuk on the sheet here in the source number 1, that Esav was Mevaz of the Bechora. So in the Medrash, they say that, the Chazal say that Esav was Mevaz not only the Bechora that day, but he's also Mevaz of Tchias HaMeisim. So, what Shaychus? What Shaychus? Okay, so it's interesting, the pasuk does say, Hine ani ochi holich lamas. So Rashi tells us, I'm going to die on account of Karbanos, because I'm going to violate Dinam, I'm going to die. But you could read in the Pesukim, Hine ani holech lamas, I'm going to die and there's no Tchias HaMeisim. Okay, but what does that have to do with the being Mevaz the Bechora? So the Sefer Shevet Musar, it's not in the Sefer Shevet Musar, it's in an earlier Sefer that he wrote. So in the Baal Shevet Musar, he says that the Pshat is this, that the fact that Esav was so Mevaz the Bechora showed that he was also Mevaz the Tchias HaMeisim. Because if he valued the Bechor and he wanted to hold on to it, he would realize, even though it's going to leave me for a little bit when I die, and my children are going to lose the Bechorah, and the Bechorah is going to be lost in the sense that Kohanim are going to take over, but La'asid Lavo, we're going to get it back. On Tchias HaMeisim, I'm going to get up, I'm going to be the Kohen Gadol. I'm going to be a Kohen. I'm going to be able to offer Karbanos. Says Esav, no, hine anochi olech lamas. There is no lasad lavo. There is no tchias emesim. And that's why, vayiv as Esav, as a bechora. He had no value for the bechora because he thought it was ending anyways. He thought he was going to lose it and he wasn't going to get back. So the two are hainu hach. The two are connected. A very interesting shot in the pasuk. Yeah, that's all. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Rebbe Chaim Sofer again has the makoros for this. Not the stipler, but not the time of the krah, but other things. But if you look, some of the Svarim, they quote that Rav Elva Soloveitchik disagreed. He said, they asked him about this. They asked him if the Bechorim were going to get back the Avodah, La'asad Lavot Chias Mesim. He said, no. Lo yitachin that the Avodah is going to go back to the Bechorim. There's no Makor in Chazal, he said. So it's taka, very hard to find the Makor in Chazal. You have to kvetch to say that Medrash was referring to Li, a Yu, and say, and even that, the Stifler said it wasn't a good Raya. But Rav Elva said, if there's no Makor in Chazal, why are we making up a... Why are we making up traditions that we don't have any Kabbalah on at all? Rav Moshe Sternbach has a little bit about this in Moadim Mizman Chilak Zayin. He's also bothered. He's bothered by first of all, he's bothered by one thing that I know of, that he thinks this is also a Shinei HaTorah. This is also, the din right now is that a Zar is pasul to bring Karbanos. So La'asad Lavo, you're telling me a Zar, as long as he's a Bechor, is kasher to bring Karbanos? That's a Shalot HaTorah Zom Mechlefes. That's a Shinui in Dinei Torah. The other thing, this is maybe a klutz kasha, but I don't have the answer to it, but the Gemaras tell us in Tainus and the Hedron that Kohanim, according to some opinions, we don't pass them, we pass them like Rebbe, but according to some opinions, Kohanim can't drink any wine nowadays, right? Why? What's going to happen potentially? The Beis HaMikdash will be brought very suddenly. They're going to be caught off guard, they're going to be drunk, and they're not going to be able to bring the Avodah, they're going to be pasul Avodah. So because of that, Kohanim shouldn't drink wine nowadays. We pass them like Rebbe, not like that. But how come the Gemara never has such a Havamina, such an opinion by a Bechor? Also, Bechor, when the Beis HaMikdash comes, they're going to have to do the Avodah. Also, okay, maybe, no, there'll be enough Kohanim to do the Avodah, so you won't have to worry, okay, maybe. But Tzarechin, the Chazal never were Mesiachis to this concept. So, on the one hand, you have an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and the Arizal, they say, has this in his Ksavim as well. You have to ask for Brodenswag, I don't know. On top of that, you have Rav Chaim Kanievsky as well, but Rav Elva on the other side felt that this was... Baba Mises, it doesn't really have any kiyum in Chazal. Either way, we have at least Pshat and Psukim, hopefully, that the Mechira here was, as according to Rashi, was really about the status of Bechor in order to bring the Karbanos. We discussed the fact that until Hukam and Mishkan, that status was really not dependent upon Kedushas of Bechor, like Peterechem, but rather was totally in the fact that a person be the Gedol HaBayis, the Ben HaChashav HaGadol Nabayis, like the Rambam had in Hilchos Malachim, and how that changed once there was a Kedushas of Bechor added upon Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's three stages, pre-Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, until the Mishkan. The Mishkan is Kohanim. And then this debatable fourth stage about whether the Avodah will actually return to the Bechorim Lasad level. I guess we'll have to wait to find out.